Oh, morning, baby. Move over. I want to sit next to you on the bed. Oh, it's so comfy in here. Oh, I'm glad we splurged on making this guest room nice. So, how did you sleep? Badly. Why? Could it be that you were stuck in here while your goddess and her bull were in the master bedroom next door? Oh, you're so squirmy. Is your little dick trying to get hard through that cage? It must have been so uncomfortable, trying so hard to break through. My poor good boy. Denied not only the pleasure of masturbating, but even the ability to get hard. But there's still a part of you that wishes you were watching, isn't there? You wish you could have seen your goddess get pounded into submission. Watched me, who's always in such control over you, get fucked until I was nothing but a messy puddle, covered and filled with another man's cum. You know why other men can do that while you can't, right? It's not just their superior cocks or their superior stamina. Although they are definitely reasons why, but mainly, my lovers are dominant. If they see something they want, like me, for example, they just take it. They make it theirs. And you don't do that, do you? Aww, it's okay, baby. I love my subby, locked-up boy. I love wielding my dominance over you. But sometimes a goddess needs to submit and worship too. I'm sure you are very familiar with that feeling, that need to follow orders, to be used, to perform for someone else's pleasure. I almost wish that you could have watched too. It was beautiful. Two hot, sweaty bodies coming together in search of the ultimate pleasure. For one night, his hard muscles and my soft curves melded into one being. Oh, as soon as I closed that door behind you, he turned me around and pushed me back into it. He kissed me deep, with such passion. His hands felt like they were everywhere on me. My neck, my breasts, my hips, my ass. His hands felt so rough. And when he was done kissing me, he pushed me to the ground and slapped my face with his hard cock. It was so hard and so heavy, and then he allowed me to start licking it. Oh, I ran my tongue over every single inch of his cock, preparing him. He pinned my wrists above my head, and with his first three thrusts, he was gentle, warming up my throat. But then he really started to go for it, relentlessly shoving his cock down my throat, slapping his balls against my chin, pressing my nose into his pelvis. I kept gagging and gagging until my mascara was running down my cheeks. But I loved it. I loved every second of it. I would have stayed there forever had he told me to. And after he had satisfied himself with my mouth, he guided me to the bed, our bed, and he pushed me on my back and got to work with his mouth, kissing, sucking, biting, everywhere that I wanted. He would circle my clit with his tongue, just far enough away to tease, and then go back to biting my nipple. I don't know how long it went on for. It could have been seconds, it could have been hours. Either way, I would have done anything for him to touch my clit. I was begging, pleading, just for him to touch it. And finally, he got up and he put his thumb on my clit. Oh God, I thought I was going to come from just that one touch, but then he sunk his cock all the way inside of me. Feeling him stretch me out, combined with how deep he was reaching and how he was rubbing my clit, made me see stars. I don't think I made a noise with how hard I came. He ripped the orgasm out of me and just kept fucking me like a machine. I couldn't do anything but wrap my legs around him and want more. Which, of course, you heard, right, baby? Oh, wow. You are dripping out of your cage. Was hearing about how your goddess got used that arousing? I think I should save the rest of it for another night. We fucked so many times and in so many positions, I wouldn't want to use up all that ammo at once, would I? Don't worry, baby. I am still going to reward you. I'll just take this cage off you. There you go. Get hard for your goddess. You can stroke a little to get harder, but no coming. Is that as big as you can get for me? For your goddess? It's been so long since I let you out that I forgot. Now, about this reward. You have been such a good boy throughout this whole lockup, especially recently, and I thought I would reward you by stroking till you spilled your little load all over my hand. But all that talk of denial gave me a much better idea. I've kept you pussy-free for how long now? Well, it doesn't matter. What matters is, do you even remember what my pussy feels like? What your goddess's pussy feels like wrapped around your cock? I don't want you to accept that you'll never feel my pussy again. Although, that does sound fun. Don't worry. I don't think I could ever do that to such a good boy. And that's because I believe, and I think you'll agree, that part of the appeal of the denial is the light at the end of the tunnel. It's so much hotter for both of us if you're constantly yearning and craving my pussy. So, I can't let you accept the fact that you'll be pussy-free forever. I want you on your toes, knowing that you'll feel it eventually, but never knowing when. Because that's up to me, isn't it, sweetie? So, I think I should give you a little reminder of what it's like to fuck a goddess. To fuck me. Don't get too excited, I haven't told you the catch yet. And darling, there's always a catch with me. You are only going to get 10 thrusts. Maybe you're so worked up that that's enough to make your little cock come. But maybe you're just far away enough from the edge that you'll pull out of your 10th stroke without having gotten a release. Either way, I'll be looking you up again afterwards for who knows how long. So, here's what's going to happen. I am going to straddle you, and when I say go, thrust away. There. Do you like the view? It's been so long since I've been on top of you. Go. One. Yes, entering me is a thrust. My game, my rules. Oh, that was so quick. You should really savour the time you get inside of me. Who knows when the next time you'll have this sort of opportunity. Two. Aw, I'm not gripping your cock very hard, am I? I forgot to tell you. My lover fucked me one more time before I came in here. I guess my pussy's a bit stretched from him. You can't feel my walls very well, can you? Poor baby. Of course, you know that means he came inside of me, right? Three. You like hearing that, don't you? There you go. Let your little dick soak in my balls cum. Maybe you'll absorb it and it'll grow your cock like fertilizer or something. Maybe you'll then end up with a real man's cock. Aww. It must be so frustrating for you, listening to another man rutting inside your goddess all night, and then only getting 10 strokes for yourself. Don't you then just want to fuck me, and maybe then you'd come? I mean, I doubt even you could come going this slow. Four. What a dilemma. Go slow and savour all the pussy time you can get, or go hard and fast and try and come. Maybe you could find a middle ground and get the best of both worlds. But then, oh baby, you might cut your time short and not make yourself come. Oh, how disappointing would that be? You are really drawing this thrust out. I am impressed by your self-control, cuck. I thought you'd go as fast as possible and make yourself come, but I guess you are really nervous about going pussy-free for so long. Five. That was quicker. I think that might be the right move. I think you should go as fast as possible. Get the most pleasure you can before I lock away your cock again. Like when I give you a hand job. Or a finger job, I guess. Isn't it so much better when I stroke you quickly with two fingers than when I tease you and stroke you slowly? I know it's not quite the same and my pussy is so much better, but it's the same concept, right? Yeah, I think quick is the right option here. What's that? Is that an order? No, baby. It's not an order, just a friendly suggestion from your goddess. Oh, sweetie, I can see the gears turning in your head. Do you take my first suggestion or my second? Slow or quick? You really should make your decision quick. You only have 5 thrusts left, and besides, I think you might break your subby little brain if you think much harder. What's it gonna be, baby? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, baby. You've used up all your thrusts. Oh, baby, look at all that cum dripping out of your cock. Was it good? Was it worth going so quick? Aw, it was ruined. How unfortunate. Well, at least you got to empty out your balls, right? Now we can start from 0 and build up those big blue balls again. I think I want to see if your balls can actually get blue. I wonder how long that would take. Anyway, I'm gonna have to go get you some ice to get you soft and put you back in that little cage. And then I'm going back to our room and I'm gonna get fucked some more, okay? Okay. I'll be back in a second, and when I do, I want to see all that cum sitting on your tongue, okay? I want to see it in your mouth before you swallow. Good boy.